Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Bible said, let the redeemer of the Lord say so. This is the quietest world you ever live in, I'll tell you that.
That's right.
In heaven, it's not going to be a quiet place. If you're going to heaven to rest, you might be disturbed. Amen? I think it's going to be a lot of emotion. You know, people, I'm not saved because of my emotion, but I'm glad I've had a little feeling about my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, the way I show emotion might not be like you do. I cry. When I cry, that's when I'm showing my emotion. But you have to understand, before I was saved, I did not cry. I don't care what you did, I did not cry. God made me like Jeremiah. He gave me a prophet's tears. When I think about a lost soul being lost, it makes me weep. Yeah. When I pray about someone that I love being lost, it makes me weep. Amen?
Amen.
But tonight, if you have your Bibles, the Lord be willing, it be in His will. It'll glorify His name. I'd like to speak a few moments tonight, the Lord be willing, on an heir. You're an heir tonight, church. We live far below what God would have us to live tonight. God says we're heirs with Jesus Christ. So I am an heir to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. It's written on His vesture and on His side. King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So you are a king tonight, whether you realize it or not. You're a lord over the heritage of God with Jesus Christ. You're not a master. Now, that's not what I said. There's a difference in a master and a lord. Amen? A master is someone that rules. A lord is someone who cares. Amen? But tonight, if you have your Bible, turn with us to the book of Ephesians. We'll read one verse there tonight. It ought to make your hearts glad. It ought to make you rejoice. When Paul said this to the Ephesian church, I say there probably was a little shouting going on. Now here in chapter 3, in verse 6, Paul writes here that the Gentiles, that's you and I, that's them dogs that gets the crumbs that fall from the master's table, should be fellow heirs. Now, church, fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of His promise in Christ by the gospel. Church, everything we have tonight in our Christian life is by that heirship. Amen? That calls that we are an heir with Jesus Christ. That means everything that God has promised Jesus is promised to you and I tonight. I say again, church, we don't realize what we have. If we would, we'd just be running all over the church shouting glory, hallelujah. Like I said, quietest world you'll ever live in. The Bible said up there in heaven, the saints are hollering, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. Angels are bowing down and praising God. And church, like I said, this is the quietest that place you'll ever live if you're a Christian.
Right, amen.
Heir, church, what is an heir? Someone that is going to inherit something. Someone that has a right to something. A given right, not earned, but given. That's what I think about it. To be an heir, that means something's been given to you.
Yeah.
You didn't earn it. You didn't work for it. You didn't have any reason for you to have it, except someone cared enough about you to say, I want them to have some of what I have. Amen?
Amen.
So let us pray. Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, as we come tonight, I hope and pray that somehow tonight, Lord, we can grasp the relationship that we have with Jesus Christ, that is so indwelled in Your mercy and what You have prepared for those that love You, Lord. You said it's not into our hearts or our minds what good things You have prepared for us. And I could imagine for a lot of things, Lord, but haven't even scratched the surface. Read about it, all the book, all the promises, but just scratching the surface. Lord, what You really want to give to those who love You is perfect peace. Now in Jesus' name we pray. If anyone lost here tonight, I pray they would come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ, accept Him as their personal Savior. Maybe one that's a little weary, Lord, tonight they've received strength and encouragement just to keep on for the Lord Jesus Christ. Maybe one that's laid down the cross tonight, they might be burdened, God, to repent and take up their cross and follow after Thee. Father, I'm thankful that I'm an heir tonight with Jesus Christ. I have nothing that I could offer Him. He got nothing when He got me. I got everything and He got nothing. But I'm thankful He was willing for that exchange to be made. Took a wretch, hell-bound sinner, and made him an heir with Jesus Christ. Lord, how could I thank You? How could I say enough about You? How could I glorify You enough, Lord, for such an act that You've permitted for me to be a partaker of? Now, Lord, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Again, church, heirs tonight. We act like a lot of times we're orphans. Amen. We walk around like we've been left out in the cold. We don't have any hope, no future. We're just in awe. Church, when you Bible said it's every song. Did you listen to the songs tonight? I thought, Lord, you'd give me the message of the song. Go right along with it. Trust and obey, for there's no other way. Trust that Jesus is the one. Amen.
Yeah,
everything is said. All you have to do tonight to please God, and you know, a lot of people, oh, if we do this, God will be pleased. Well, he might. But I can assure you tonight, if you trust and obey, God Amen. Will say, well Amen. Done, thou good and faithful servant.
Amen.
The heir to the kingdom of heaven. The heir, an heir right. with joint heir with Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's right.
Lord, we make Christianity hard. Bible said that God said that did not make this salvation hard. He made it very simple. Simply believe and thou shalt be saved. Now, we add this and that, but God added nothing. Simply believe
Amen.
And thou shalt believe.
Right.
Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Like I said, we've complicated a lot of things that God has given us. It's very simple. God said, if I truly believe. Now, church, that means really down in my heart, without any doubt, without any reservation, without any apology, I trust Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's why the Bible said that I can deny. It's just like my children. They look to me and they know anything that I have, they're going to share in it. If they need it, it's theirs. There's no reservation. They don't have to question, well, now if I go to daddy and he has it, will he get church? I hope they know that anything I have is theirs because of that heirship that they have in that relationship with me as their father. Amen. I'm willing to give them anything they truly need that I have tonight. Why? Because of that heir relationship. They're my sons and they're my daughters. Amen?
Amen.
That automatically Amen. Makes them privileged to everything that I have. That's the way I've always looked. I've always told my children, I'll give you anything you need. Now, I'm not going to give them everything they want. Church, there's nobody in this building tonight can satisfy the wants of all the people.
Amen.
It's something that's like the Bible said that can never be filled. Amen? It can never be filled tonight. You can never feel your wants. I don't care. Oh, if I just get this, you'll get another want. Amen?
Amen.
But church, when that comes to that relationship of an heir, that relationship of knowing that I have everything that I need tonight.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
Because of that heirship, I have nothing that I have need of that God will not give me.
Yeah.
Now, if I do not meet the conditions, that's not God's fault. That's my fault.
Yeah.
Have you listened to the songs, Trust and Obey? Jesus, trust in Jesus. Church, every song encourages you to trust the Lord. The Bible said if you're a doubter, you're like a troubled sea tonight. You ever been to the ocean?
Yeah.
It just constantly wind, constantly out, and roaring, and walk, and there's no peace really in the ocean. The ocean is never peaceful. Amen? But God said that's what people who do not trust Jesus are like. They're like the waves of the sea. They're constantly rolling in, they're rolling out, and all they're doing is dragging all that they can back with them. All the filth of life they drag back. All the sand, the dirt of life it drags. That's why you cannot be one who can be like. You have to be steadfast, the Bible says. Immovable, abounding in the faith by your relationship.
Right, amen, man.
He said, heirs. A fellow heir. Hey, I'm not waiting to become one. Hey, my children, the day they were born, automatically become an heir to what I have.
Yeah.
Amen? Hey, they didn't have to get out and way down. No, they automatically become the heirs of Ross Williford because of that birth relationship. That's why tonight you are an heir, because of that birth relationship.
Right, amen.
That's why the Bible said ye must be born again.
Amen.
Ye must be born. If you want to be an heir, you have to be born. Amen?
Right.
And the only way to truly become an heir is to be born into the family of God.
Amen.
Become a fellow heir with Jesus Christ. Now listen, church. You really ought to sit and go to the Old Testament. Now to really understand the heirship that Jesus Christ and God are speaking of, you really have to study the Old Testament. Because the New Testament speaks very little, except in a few chapters Paul wrote and others, about heirs and about the heirship. Hey, everything in Israel depended on their heritage. Depended on their heritage. That means their heirship.
Yeah.
It depended on who, what family they were born into, what land they owned, what position they held. It was by their birth and it was by their heritage. Amen? And that's what Jesus said to you and I tonight. Everything you have depends upon your heritage, your birth, what God has done for you, not what you did for God.
Right.
Many times, well, if I'm working, hey, church, we'll be awarded according to our work. Yes, amen. And I'll probably stand with an empty hat bucket. Amen. I don't fear I have very many works, but I don't have to worry about my relationship. Amen. I don't ever have to worry. I don't have to sit tonight, oh, am I an heir? Oh, am I a son of God? I am the adoption, church, of birth.
Amen, bro.
You didn't choose to choose God. God chose you.
Right, amen.
He chose to make you a part of the family of God through His Son, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
This heir, partakers of His what? Now listen to what it says, promise. Again, I cannot tonight, I don't have enough time to really get you to understand what that means, the promises of God. But if you'll say this, and I'm going to give you a verse here in a minute, that God says what God said to Abraham, and through Jesus Christ, what we do not realize as a church, He said to us. See, that's why the Bible said the first man Adam, the second man Adam. Everything depends tonight on this heirship.
Right.
Everything you're going to receive of God on this earth and in the kingdom to come is dependent upon the heirship that you have tonight with Jesus Christ. Now listen to what the Bible says here in Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 13 and 14. For when God made promises to Abraham, God made promises. You can't make a promise to God because you can't keep them. Neither can I. I've broke more promises than I'll ever keep. Haven't you, to be honest?
Amen.
How many times you promised God something and you didn't do it? That's a promise broken.
Right.
That's why the Bible says be careful what you promise.
Amen.
That's what we need. Hey, the Bible says this, church, and I'm not one of these. I believe that salvation is so free that I couldn't begin to explain to you, but I do believe there's some boundaries. Amen? There's some things you can and cannot do. Amen? If you're going to truly please God. But here He says, let's get back. He made promises to Abraham. So when you go back in the Old Testament, I said, I don't have time tonight. I could go back and I could list it on and on and on. Every promise that God made to Abraham, that God made to Israel, He's made to you.
Amen.
Who do you think God made America great, church? It was God. It wasn't our might. It wasn't our leadership of our men. It was by the will of God, just like Israel was made great. And that's why we're going to sink tonight, because we chose not to follow God.
Amen.
We've let men up in our capital put the nails in our coffin. Now you can get mad, I don't care. God said, when you see these things, look up, where your redemption draws nigh. I told my wife, when nine men made the decision that sodomy was a lifestyle and not a sin, they drove the last nail in the coffin of the United States of America.
Brother, amen.
They closed the door, nailed it down, and said, she's going to die. You watch. Everything live going on, I told my wife, it's going to start happening. I said, all this stuff has been happening all these days. It's going to start happening right here. Because nine men said, we don't need God.
That's right.
We know better than God. God doesn't know who's who and what's what. That's exactly what they said, church. You say, oh no, they just decided that we're going to be more liberal in our thinking. Hey, the Bible says you're tonight, you're going to be singular in your thinking tonight. That's what's wrong. We got too much of this broad thinking. Oh, this broad way. Hey, the broad way, the Bible said, leads to a place called hell.
That's right.
Amen, brother.
And
there will
be that find it. This broad-mindedness of our country. See, we need to get back to this single, I'm an heir of Jesus Christ. And because of that heirship, I have responsibility.
Amen.
You know, that's something we've forgotten as Christians. We have responsibility.
Yes.
Amen.
I'm not free to do what I was. Before I was saved, God would let me do anything I wanted to do. That's something we need to remember as Christians. I am a purchased possession.
Right.
You are bought with a price. I cannot do what I want to do. When I became an heir, that says you will do what the Father says.
Mm-hmm.
Amen? My children had to do what I said. As long as they lived on my roof, they done what I said.
That's right.
Amen? Why? Because they're heirs, but heirs don't have to obey the Father.
That's right.
Amen.
You're not heirs. That means we have to obey the Father.
Amen.
He said He's made these promises to Abraham because he could swear by no greater. He swore by himself.
Amen.
I'm God above me, there is none other.
That's right.
If I hate, let me tell you something people say, well, God said it, I believe in that, settle it. Not so. Absolutely wrong.
That's right.
God said it, and that settled.
That's right. Amen.
The Bible said it's forever settled in the heavens.
Right.
When God
Amen,
utters,
brother.
It's settled in the heavens. There's a record of it for eternity. And that goes on beyond anything you and I can begin to imagine when Amen. He speaks of eternity. Well, God could say by no greater, Abraham, blessing, I'm going to bless you. You better believe. Hey, God, hey, church, look, there's no name. By all rights and by nature, Israel should not even exist tonight.
Right.
No nation, but it's because of their own inability to, they forgot their heritage. Crucify him, the very heritage. Hey, Jesus, hey, you and I would not be sitting in this church tonight if they had believed Jesus Christ. They would have been no Gentile church.
Amen.
Well, preacher, that's money. Hey, he told Israel the day he rode into the back in Jerusalem on the back of an ass. He said, this day, if you will hear me and you will believe, you can see the kingdom. That's what they were asking every time. Will you restore the kingdom? Will you restore the kingdom? Everywhere he went, that's what they asked him. Will you just time? Hey, he told them that I'm going to restore the kingdom. They just couldn't hear him. He was going to give them exactly what they had asked for, which God promised them, church. He said, this day, if you will just keep howling, Hosanna, 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 blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna. Amen. God would usher in the kingdom of Israel. But because they changed the tune, crucify him. Crucify him. Crucify him.
That's right.
Let his blood be upon us. And it's been there ever since. Hey, you better believe you're going to live with your choices.
Right.
America's going to live with its choices. It's forgot its heirship. America's forgot who it belongs to. I believe in my, now this is Brother Ross, now I might be as wrong as the day is long, but I believe America mirrors Israel.
Yeah.
A nation founded upon Christian belief. A nation founded by God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Our forefathers, they can deny all they want to. They can say whatever they please. Our forefathers founded our nation upon the belief of God. They wrote it all over the hall, put it engraved it in stone. They knew they were heirs, and only heirs because of the greatness of God.
Amen. That's right.
Saying, surely blessing I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply thee. Like I said, by all rights, there should not be a nation of Israel. By all rights, there should not be a multitude that they have. Hey, if any other race had been thought after and tried to be annihilated, that would already be gone.
That's right.
Church, if you believe it or not, study history. You don't have to take my word. History will prove you that out. Why? Because God said they will always be a people that are His.
That's right.
And that's why you can rejoice tonight. He'll always have His people. Hey, I don't care. I don't care what happens. If a church will stand true to God, no weapon formed against the church will prosper.
That's right.
Just like
God,
he said, no weapon formed against Israel will prosper. If they'd say, hey, let me tell you something. They did not fear Israel because of their army. Because those nations had armies made, and Israel's army looked like a little band of renegades. They feared their God.
That's right.
They feared the one when they marched around Jericho and it collapsed. They feared the one who said, Pharaoh said, I'm going to catch them. I'm going to bring them back. God said, no, they're my people. I've told you, you're going to let them go. He let them come in the midst of the sea, and God swallowed him up. They knew what happened. They didn't fear that little band of men and women crossing around in the wilderness. Mostly of them were going to die in the wilderness because of their not recognizing their heritage. Only thing, hey, what's happened is, well, they forgot their heritage. Every time they get in trouble, it's when they forget their heritage. Who do you belong to? Belong to God. Hey, he said this, I'm God and above thee is none other. Thou shalt have no other God.
Right?
You know what, when Israel got in trouble? Only time Israel ever got in trouble when they forgot they only had one God.
That's right, amen.
Amen? What happened when Jesus, they forgot they only had one God? They thought the Pharisees were trusting in Rome. They were trusting in that power and all that authority they had. And that Jesus was upsetting the apple cart.
Yeah.
Amen.
Right.
Jesus will always upset the apple cart. He said, I didn't come to bring peace, I come to bring a variance.
Right, amen.
Well, let's quickly hurry, church. Your heritage. Surely, blessing, I will bless thee, and multiply, I will multiply thee. That's promised to you tonight. Why? Because of your heritage. Because you're an heir and joint heir with Jesus Christ. You were born into it. You didn't make a choice. God made the choice. He birthed you into the family of God. You didn't have God said, I'm giving you this heritage. Now, if you don't live up to it, that's not God's fault. That's yours.
That's right, amen.
If you live below where God wants you to live, don't blame God for your inability to trust God. He said, I will never leave thee. I will never forsake thee. I will, not maybe, not might, could, possibly, I will go with you all the way.
Amen.
Now, how much farther could he go, church?
That's right.
How much more could a God promise you and I'll go all the way with you?
That's right.
By rise, he took me about halfway, dropped me, and he'd been justified.
Yeah.
I don't know about you. I'm only talking preaching on Brother Roxton. I can't preach on you. I don't know you that well. By right, if God did what was right, he took me out there, throwed me down in the middle of the pit and said, you're not worth it.
That's right.
But because of my heritage, because of my heirship, because I'm an heir born in the family of God, God says, I will not forsake you. I will not leave you. I will go with you all
Amen.
The way.
That's right.
Because of
Amen.
His promise, I will bless thee and I will not. As long as you walk. Now, if I don't walk the way God tells me to walk, that's not God's fault. That again is my fault. The church is in a condition tonight because, let me tell you what's wrong with America, church. You know where the problem in America is? It's not in Washington, D.C. Where's the pull? You know where the problem is?
Right
here.
That's right.
Men who claim to be holy men, pastors, preachers, who get up there and preach everything but the truth.
Amen.
Hey, why do you think the devil gate took a King James Bible out of the church? It's the truth.
That's right.
It'll set Amen. You free. All these others, hey, you know, I can't go into everything, but in church they took a poll one time. I don't remember who it was, what all that. You probably find it. But they studied college students who had a King James Bible and they held to the King James Bible, that they had less suicide rates, they had less problems in their lives. They made better, more successful lives simply because they had the right word.
Mm-hmm.
You give your kids, if you want to, God will let you give them the wrong word, but he has given you the right word.
Mm-hmm.
I like this right here. That's right there. It's a real good saying.
Amen.
I hope it's not just a saying. Home improvement begins with a King James Bible.
Amen.
That's right. Amen.
Oh, preacher, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Hey, church, go back and study history. See when our country started down the tubes it's in. When we left the King James Bible. See, for a long time in America, there was only one written authority in the church. You know what it was called? The King James Bible. It was an authority book. It means it had the right to tell you what to do. It had the right to control your life. That's what's wrong with Christians today. We don't realize God is in control, not you and I.
That's right.
Amen.
God did not leave Brother Ross. Now, a pastor exhorts a little bit of authority over his church. That means he's to keep the flock in line. That doesn't mean he's chief. Doesn't mean, hey, a shepherd church, really. You ever seen something what day? He said the shepherd would pick the sheep up and carry them on his shoulder.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, he didn't get a rope and drag them along. He'd get them up. That's a shepherd. Now, a herdsman, he'll take a stick and beat the fire out of that cow. That's not a shepherd.
Right.
That's because you're not an heir. Those cows are not heirs. They're not sheep. But that old shepherd, he'll get that sheep and put it right up on his shoulder, right close. I believe he's whispering spoke in some tongue. That's why I said they knew his voice. You ever thought about
Amen.
That?
Yeah.
How did those sheep know his voice? How did them sheep? Hey, maybe how many times did he pick them up? Tell them, you're all right. I'm going to take care of you. I'm your shepherd.
Right.
I love you, little sheep. Yes, I love you. You're mine. Amen.
Amen.
See, they said that's why they said in another's voice they would not follow. They knew his voice.
Yep.
You know what Jesus wants to do to you? Put you right here on his shoulder and whisper, I love you.
Right,
oh,
amen,
you're the apple of my eye. You're a pearl of great price. You're one of mine, and there's nothing greater than being a child of the King.
Amen.
Church,
amen.
Listen. Making blessings, I will bless thee. Multiplying, I will multiply thee. You
right.
don't have to pay. That's what's wrong. The devil wants you to be worried and distrustful
right.
of God. Listen to the song, church, you sung tonight. Listen to the lyrics. Listen to what you said. Trust Jesus. Trust Jesus. Trust Jesus. Why can you trust Jesus? Because you're an heir and joint heir with Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
You have a heritage tonight. You're not a bunch of orphans. You're not left out on somewhere begging on the street. David said this, I was young and I am now old. But he said, I have never seen the righteous forsaken.
Amen, brother. That's right.
That's right.
All you have to do to get is just stay close to your elder brother.
That's right.
Stay close to your heritage. See, church, everything, like I say, I'll go back in Israel. Everything depended on their heritage. Whose family were you in? For you to be a priest, you had to be in a certain family.
Right.
Amen. For you to be this or that, you had to be in a certain family. Hey, for a certain part of land for you to have, had to, hey, that's why when God brought, Ruth's mother-in-law.
Naomi.
He brought her back out of Moab. You know what Moab represents? Hell and the evil of God. It's an evil country. Moab was never a friend of God.
Right,
he was never a friend of God. She went down into the enemy's camp. Church, when you're going into the camp, you're always going to come back empty.
That's right. Amen, brother.
Naomi came back empty. She said, I'm empty.
That's right.
But God said, oh, but you're an heir. Brought her back home to her kinship. Prepared a thing that even though that bankrupt little woman, God said, I'm going to make her heir to the kingdom.
Amen.
Through Jesus Christ. Through that lady, through Ruth, came our Savior.
That's right, amen.
Not out of the tribe that should have been a priest, the Bible said. Not out of the tribe that they ever made him be a priest. But he was made a priest because of God's promises. Thou shalt be a priest after the order of Melchizedek, with no beginning and no ending.
Amen, brother.
See, God keeps his promises. God cannot lie. Hey, I could lie to you. I'm perfectly capable of it. And be honest, if you were honest, you are too. In little white lies, they're still lies.
Amen.
In little innocent lies, they're still lies. The only one that cannot lie is God.
Amen.
And God said, I've made you an heir and joint heir, and there's nothing, nothing, nothing that can break that relationship.
Amen.
Let me tell you something. The heirship of Israel was never broken, church. They walked away and denied it, but it was never broken. God said, hey, what do you think the book of Revelation is? What do you think the kingdom reigns for? God said, hey, this is your last chance. This is what's your last chance. This is your last time. You can trust me or not. That's your choice. But that's exactly what the Revelation is all about. It's God saying, now I brought the church in. It's safe. Now I'm going to give my people one more chance. I want to save every one of them. Hey, church, I truly believe now I might be the biggest nut that ever walked. I believe God truly wants to save every one of them.
Amen.
He doesn't want one of them Israelites in hell.
Amen.
That's why he's giving them that second opportunity. Amen. Oh, preacher, God, well, he said he wouldn't. I just have to trust God. I don't care what you or anyone else says. The Bible says if it was God. Now, I don't know whether it's possible or not with God. That's why the Bible says there's nothing impossible with God.
Amen.
Hey, God wants to save every Israelite that's ever been born. I don't have a problem with that whatsoever. This allows this little heir go with him into the kingdom of heaven. This long somewhere, that big old gathering over there somewhere in a corner somewhere, there's a little person called Rock Wilford. Holy, holy Lord, holy, holy, you saved a wretch like me. God, if you save everybody else, you just saved a wretch like me.
Lord,
I don't have any. I'm just a wretch saved by grace.
Amen.
Made an heir of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
It says now in Ephesians chapter 2. This kingship, this heirship, church. Like I said, we today do not realize who we are. We're not vagabonds. We're not a bunch of orphans. We're not we're not all outcasts tonight. We're a family of God by birth, church. You were born to be an heir tonight of the promises of God. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 12. That at that time you were without Christ. Now listen, church. Where did God find you? Without Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Being alienated from the commonwealth of Israel, you were alienated from every promise God ever made to anything that meant anybody to him on this earth. You were an alien. You were an outcast. You were an unwanted. You were a vagabond. At that time, we were all that. Now listen, church. Being alienated from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers. Hey, what the Bible said? He came to his own, but he went to the strangers. Glory! He went to that old stranger. I'm a stranger. I shouldn't even be here tonight. I should be able to sing hallelujah, glory, and say, I'm going to heaven. I'm going to be in the heavenly band. I have no right whatsoever, but because of God's grace, he, the strangers that even would sojourn with Israel, would take part in the commonwealth of God's multiplied, manifold promises of blessing. Hey, let me tell you something. When Israel went into that promised land, he said, if you'll keep my commandments, you'll keep my statutes, there'll be no sickness. There'll be no dying. There'll be no, hey, let me tell you something. What brings this on tonight, all the sickness, illness, and things, is we've turned from God. We forgot our heritage. Just as Israel, when they forgot their God, they lost their promises. They became sick. They became weak. They became very unable to take care of themselves. And the enemies came in. But as long as they kept God, well, hey, just push them enemies that outnumbered them 1,000 to 1. Pushed them back into the Red Sea. Pushed them back in the back up into Syria, wherever they need to go.
That's right.
As long, hey, you run. Every time they would turn, God would push them out. When they come to the place, he said, "Yes, God is still our God." He said, "Okay, that's all I want you to realize." You know what God wants you to realize tonight? He's your God.
Right, amen, brother.
He said, "Here, strangers from the covenants of promise." Again, I cannot deny it. Again, you need to go to the Old Testament study. It'll make you really appreciate that word, commonwealth. A commonwealth means it's put together for the good of the people. It's there to serve the people, not the people. It's not the people to serve it, but it's there to serve the people. It said, comes the promise, having you were without hope, without God in the world. Church, where did God find you? That explains it. That describes me to the T. I mean, that's Brother Ross Wilford before I found Jesus, or Jesus found me. That was me. I was without hope. I was an alien. I was a stranger. I was without the covenant of any promises or any hope at all in my life. I thought, man, I was just about to despair. I didn't know where I was going, what I was going to do, till I found Jesus and everything. This life. David, I understand what you talk about when you talk about fear leaves you.
Yeah.
I knew what it was to be afraid. I was a big boy. I wasn't afraid of man. They wouldn't know, man, I was afraid of. But really, I was afraid of things I could not see.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, I was afraid of things I could not see. What I see didn't bother me much. It's them things I couldn't see that scared me. Yeah, when I'd lay in there and pull her up and put up close to my papa and hope he'd there, that he'd just stay just as close as I could to him. Amen. You know what happened? I like you said, when you talk about it, I know exactly how the fear was cast off. I go to bed and sleep like a baby. I don't care. Hey, I've slept through tornadoes. I've slept through this and that.
Amen.
I lived over here on Greenway when that tornado come down across over there. Come right on top of the ridge of my house. It woke me up. I thought it was lightning so much. I thought it was day. I thought it was late for work. I looked over and looked at the clock and I just rolled over and went back to sleep. Trees, I mean, falling everywhere. Top of the tree been taken out right above my house.
That's right.
I just laid down and went back to sleep because I had peace.
Amen.
Church, same place. Railroad track used to be from about here to maybe out there in the parking lot from our house, little house we rented at that time. Man, one morning I got up, it was trains, cars this way, train cars that way. I slept through every bit of it. I mean, we're talking about within maybe less than 100 yards of where I lived. I'm sure there was a great commotion, but it didn't bother me. Why? Because I had peace.
Amen.
Amen, church. But that's what I'm trying to tell you. I have a heritage tonight that's brought me peace. Brought me peace in my life. Now, I'm not saying, I don't really worry about anything, really. My wife gets upset with me. If God can't handle it, there's sure nothing I can do about it. So if I have a problem, I take it to God. I don't try to fix it. I just take it to God and say, now, God, if you fix it, it's fine. If not, it's not going to be fixed.
That's right.
But, church, I'm just trying to tell you about your heritage, what you were. I was a stranger. I had no hope. But now I have a hope.
Amen.
Hope is what makes you not afraid. Doesn't that what it said, Brother David?
That's right.
Make you not afraid. See, when you have hope, you're not afraid. Let's go on quickly, church. I'll try to hurry tonight. In Genesis chapter 2 and verse 2, it says this, talking to the people. He said, at the end of the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his works he had made. As Brother David, I said that many times, if you do not get that, if you don't get that, you'll never understand the rest of the Bible.
That's right.
God made everything.
Amen.
And let me tell you, he goes on a little farther. He said, in Jesus said, there was nothing made that I was not there when it was made.
Right.
I don't care what it is. He saw it before you, long before anyone else. Amen. Tonight, church, what does God have to do tonight to convince you that you're an heir and joint heir with Jesus Christ. He's made everything. Like I said, my children are my children by birth. They didn't have any say in it. They didn't say, well, about what family they'd be born in. God made that decision. Just like God made a decision and brought you into the family of God. You didn't make that decision. I had the last thing on my mind, like Brother David says, when I went to church that day, was getting saved.
Yeah.
I was just going down there and having a good time with my buddies at church. Yeah, but I got saved. Why? Because the Holy Spirit grabbed a hold of that little 14-year-old boy sitting about halfway in church and said, you need to get saved, boy.
Amen.
That's when I began to fear God. I made my way at altar, and my life has never been changed. I will not tell you, well, I really got on a straight and narrow. It took a while for God to chip away and get me on a straight and narrow. Now, I thank God for those that, man, they jump up and they just go right on down straight. But that didn't happen with me. I was in and out, up and down, round about. But God, my children. And I guess that's what this is all about tonight. My children didn't always do what I wanted them to do. But they were always my children. Like I said, they might get put in jail. And I might not be able to get out of jail, but they'd still be my children. Wouldn't change that they were in the family of the Wilford family under Arlie Ross Wilford Jr. Offsprings, heirs. Nothing they could do would change that. Just like if you're truly born in the family of God, that's why I said, my father gave me up lost none. Because God, when you become an heir, nothing can change it.
Amen.
When you were born, nothing can change it. I don't care how the devil's out of hell, cannot change your heirship tonight.
Right.
Quickly in closing. I hope you realize who you are tonight. I wish more Christians would really realize who we are. We need to get on the foreign line. We need to stand up and be counted for Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
We've stuck our head in the sand long enough, as that old saying is. I don't believe in soldiers. Don't stick their head. But we've been quiet too long. You know what's wrong in America? Because we won't say nothing.
That's right.
Amen? Have you said anything lately? Told anybody you need to be saved? Told anybody, hey, Jesus still loves you? Church, listen now. In Romans chapter 8, verse 7. And if children, I'm just a child. Hey, I'm a pretty good sized fella, aren't I? I fall and you'd probably get hurt. But Jesus said, when God looks at me, he says, my child, that little child in our own wandering around. That's why he keeps his eye on us. We're children. Hey, I kept my eye on my children when they were little. I made sure where they were at and what they were doing. Daddy's eye was always on. My eye might not, but I had God watching over when I wasn't. But when they were around, buddy, my eye was on my kids. I knew where they were at and I knew what they were doing. Now, as they got older, just like you and I, that's what happens. We get older as God's children and we think we can wander around a little bit. That's what happens, church. We're just like children. My children. And if children, then heirs of God, joint heirs of Christ, and if so be that we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together.
Amen.
See, my heirship, yes, it'll bring some suffering into my life along the way. I've suffered for Christ. I don't have stripes, but there's just many different ways to suffer for Christ, church. I've suffered by my loved ones looking at me, calling me a hypocrite because I was telling them Jesus loved them. That hurts. Hey, that starts better than any knife that's ever been stuck in me. People you love, church, can cut you to the bone.
Right.
Heirs can cut you to the bone. If you were a Christian, that cuts pretty hard, doesn't it?
Yep.
When you've done the best you can, you've loved them like you should, all you can love them. And they look at you and say, if you was a Christian, or if you was this. Church, the devil knows how to get to you. But I don't care what they can do and what they say, they can't change my heirship. They can't change who I belong to. They can't change it by their words. They can't change it by act. Hey, they can come in here tonight like they have down there in Texas, blow them people away. That's what, church, the Bible says, be ready. Hey, I bet those people went that morning. I bet David, they didn't have a thought that they wouldn't make it out of that church.
No.
I bet that was the last thing they would have probably thought, I would not believe this church today.
Yeah.
That's why the Bible says, be ready. For an hour you think it's not the Son of God.
Yeah.
They didn't go into that church thinking, boy, I'm going home to be with Jesus. But that's the way we ought to listen to the faith of the church.
God, amen.
Can you assure me that I'll finish this message tonight? Can you assure me tonight? Anyone in this building can assure me that I'll go home, make it home to my wife? No, but only God can assure me that.
Amen.
See, church, that's what we don't realize. When God says, You need to stay close. You need to stay close to your heritage. You need to stay close to what I've asked you to be, what I've made out of you or tried to make out of you. Church, you'll never be happy till you get exactly where God wants you to be in your relationship with God. Now, like I said, God won't make you or me do anything. God didn't save me to make me a puppet on a string. God said, this is my choice. He gave us a choice all through life. What differs us from the dogs and the cats and the rats and the elephants is that God gave us the discernment of choice. He said this, weren't you? He said, pick up your cross. He didn't say, I'm going to make you pick up your cross. He said, but because of your heirship, you need to pick up your cross. And what? Follow me.
Right.
Jesus didn't ask you to lead anybody anywhere. Amen. He never asked you to do anything except follow me. Oh, preacher, I got to do this to be happy for God to be happy with me. You're lying to yourself. All you got to do is not be happy with God. God will be happy with you. You just pick up your cross and follow Jesus. Like I said, this is a simple salvation. Pick up your cross and follow me. He didn't say, I want you to lead anything. God doesn't want you to lead nothing. He's the leader.
Right.
God, hey, the generals of our armies, they'll send our troops out to fight. Not our general. Not the commander-in-chief of the army I belong to. He says, you all get behind me, let's go. I'm charging out, and I won't lose.
That's right.
See, church, that's why you and I, because of our relationship and our heritage, will never be losers. What's your heritage in that church? What's your relationship with God? Is it strong? Mediocre? Non-existent sometimes even. I've got loved ones that tell me they're saved, but won't darken the door of a church.
Me too, buddy.
Strong relationship, isn't it? And then they wonder, why does this happen? Why does that happen? Church, like I said, we've been made responsible tonight as children of God. To one thing, God. Now, oh, preacher, you don't know the situation. Well, I might not. But I know this. I know God. Now, either God is either telling us the truth or he's lied. I say again, God cannot lie.
Amen.
Brother Ross can lie to you. But I'll guarantee you, anything it says in this book, anything, I don't care how, well, I just don't know. I don't care what it is. I don't care how outrageous it might seem to you. I don't care how to, this is no, hey, if God says it, you can count on it. Now that's all I know to tell you. If this book says it, it is absolutely true and it's absolutely settled in heaven. And you know what God has said? Thou art an heir and a joint heir with Jesus Christ.
Amen.
If God be for you, who can be against you?
Amen.
Why don't we quit acting like we've got so many people against us? I don't care how many. The Bible says 10,000 my name's not. I don't have to worry about it. Church tonight, have you got 10,000 enemies knocking at your door today? If you haven't, I don't guess you got much to worry about. But tonight, church, do we trust the one we said we were going to sing about and trust? Trust and obey.
That's right.
Or there's no other way. If he can't take care of you, he sure can't save you.
That's right.
I believe this, church. I would not preach you anything I did not believe in my heart. Totally.
Amen.
If God made a promise in this book, he made it to you as well as he made it to Israel.
That's right.
I will never leave thee. I will never forsake thee. I will go with thee all the way. Now, Brother Ross might say, well, I'll see you in the morning. I might not be there. But if Jesus said, I'll see you in the morning, he'll be there.
Yeah.
He'll be right there. He'll be right on time. He'll have every need that you have met. Well, now, preacher, you don't well. I didn't say wants. Get the idea, church. There's a difference in wants tonight and need. There's a lot of things I want. But you know the only thing I need, really, is to trust Jesus.
Yeah.
You know why that? Now, after that, after I learned to do that, everything else is taken care of.
Yeah.
Amen.
When I learn to trust Jesus, everything else is taken care of. He said, I will give you shelter, I will give you raiment, I will give you food, I'll lead you and I'll direct you, I'll go, I'll. He's doing it all. That's what's wrong. Get your hands out of it, throw it up and say, I can't do it, I'm letting Jesus do it. And let me tell you something, your life is going to be better, and your relationship and your heirship will be better. When you learn to just say, Jesus is going to take care of it, what do I have to worry about?
Amen.
Man.
Well, you don't know what this is, but you just don't know you're saved. God has already fixed to fix every problem in your life that you really have. God didn't send it out. He didn't let you, so-and-so. No, he knew what was coming. He knew what the devil was going to do to you before you ever got into it. Omnipotent. Omnipresent. You need to learn who your God is. Heirs and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Like I said, my children and I, one of my children, as long as there's food on my table, one of my children never starve to death.
Amen, brother.
As long as there's clothes in my house or money to go by, my children never go without clothes. Because why? A heritage, church! A heritage! God says you have a heritage in life. Live up to it. Trust it. Obey it. Trust and obey. Well, there's no other way. Hey, I thought, boy, Lord, all them songs were wrong about what you've given me. Because that's all the Israelites had to do, was trust in the way.
That's right.
Trust in their heritage. I'm a God-chosen generation, a royal priesthood, set upon a hill that cannot be hid. Go ahead and live down the valley of despair and despair if you want to. God said He wants you to live on the hilltop. Now, I ain't saying He don't send you down the valley sometimes, but I'm saying He wants you to live on the hilltop. Now, church, whether you believe it or not, that's the truth. On the hilltops. When you know where Jesus was? When He looked down on Jerusalem City, He was on the hilltop. He was looking down and He said, Old Jerusalem. I'm going to hug through that. Old Jerusalem. How many times would I took you out of Him with her chicks and took you under my wings and you would not? How many times does God want to take you under your wings and help you out and take care of you and you just kept running trying to figure it out? You just say, Lord, I'm going to trust Him, but there's no other way. Our fathers, we come tonight. I hope to pray something I said was pleasing your sight. But most of all, I hope that I glorified your Son. I encouraged your church. And Lord, most of all, I glorified you. For the only thing we have in this life to do is just trust and obey and glorify you. And you'll take care of everything else. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Brother Dave. Go ahead, buddy. I'll let you get your feet under that. Do that, too.
All right. While they come and get a song ready.